Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast this morning. Well, it is another day, and we are happy that we have one more opportunity to do the thing that we really enjoy doing. You know, there's nothing like finding your purpose, knowing where you're headed, having a goal set. You know, it's 2013. We're already halfway through the first month. Can you believe it? We're past halfway through. And so what does that mean? What does that say? What can you glean from that? Well, if this is any indication of how the rest of the months will go in this year, we can see that they are steadily, steadily moving forward. So, what do you want to do? You want to make sure that you are in position to just, you know, move forward with the things that you plan, with the goals that you set. Now, here's some things to think about as you're setting your goals. Keep in mind that you want to set purposeful goals. Yes, that's right. You want to set a goal that has purpose and meaning for you. Don't just set goals because someone tells you you have to set a goal, but find something that has a purpose. Now, I know many people right now are thinking about going back to school, taking a course, getting a certificate, getting certified at something. And that is a wise decision right now because the economy has changed and is changing, but it has made a tremendous shift over the past 20 years. And if you want to stay abreast, stay competitive, if you want to continue to be prosperous, productive, then you also need to stay ahead of the game. And so you want to take a course, get a degree, get a certificate doing something. And here's what I say. Why not use this time, because the economy is very slow right now. If you haven't noticed, it's very, very slow. Even if you have a job, most of you know that on your jobs, you over the past 5 years, you've either had to take a furlough, or the company has told you there won't be a raise, or you know certain levels of management won't get a raise. You've heard something like that over the past 5 years. And so even if you have a job, you still can feel the impact of this slow economy. The economy is not growing that fast. Now, however, productivity is still growing to a degree, to some degree. According to the experts, because of technology and because of people's efforts, we are more productive, and so therefore companies are able to get rid of people, okay? As people become more efficient and more effective, companies are able to get rid of people, particularly more efficient. And so what does that mean? That means, guess what? You have to look out for you. Now, yes, I understand that God has your back and he's going to make it happen for you, but you need to be moving in some direction. You know, God works by faith, so you can't just sit and wait. You have to be up, moving, and doing. So this is a great time. I don't know if there hasn't been a time as great as this for probably a couple of decades. This is probably since the 70s at least. But this is the best time to look at what it is that you really are good at. What it is you're really good at. And this is the best time to do that. I mean, there were times when it was more risky to find out what you really want to do, to tap into that purpose and try to make it work. This is the best time. The country has finally gotten to a place where being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, is smart knowledge, okay? It's smart knowledge to know how to manage and run your own business. I mean, that's wonderful that you can work for someone else. That's awesome. That's great. I work for the college. I teach classes, so I understand working for someone else, okay? But at the same time, you need to know how it works, because as companies become more productive, more efficient, that's more opportunity that they're going to be laying off. I met someone just the other day that shared with me that they got a layoff notice. So more and more companies, as they get more and more efficient, they will lay off. And here's the thing. If you were not being the one that was producing, you will probably be the one to get laid off. If you're not producing for the company, you will probably be the one to get laid off. Companies today are looking for producers. If you're going to be... So what you want to do is, in order to find your purpose, to find the thing that you're good at, if you need help with that, this would be the best time to work with a coach, a life coach, a business coach, someone, and I'm offering those services to you. You can go to my website after the broadcast or contact me later, and I can, you know, show you how I can work with you so that you stay competitive, that you don't miss a beat in terms of, you know, your livelihood, your standard of living. if you don't get involved with your future, you must get involved. And actually, you have to go beyond involvement. You must take a take charge role. You must take charge of your own future now. And in order to do that, you have to really work with someone that has already done this, who knows how to do it, that can show you how to do it. Because in this country, we were raised just to go to school, go to high school, graduate high school, get a job, or go get a job and help make someone else wealthy. We that's what we were told to do. Or get a job, go to college, and go work for someone else. So it's a big shift to say, okay, now, wait a minute, hold up. What is it that you want to do that you can contribute to society? And so that's why you need a leader, a mentor, someone that can show you, or a coach, someone that can show you how to navigate this new economy, which has to do with being a producer. That's what the new economy is looking for, someone who can produce. And even companies, they're looking for that. If you're not a producer, more than likely you will get discarded. So that's... Now, Saturday, I will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at a women, at a, not a women's conference, but at a business and leadership conference. And some of what I will be talking about there is about how to transition from just a person who goes to work and just does what they're told to becoming a producer, so that you could be more effective, and then becoming an efficient producer, so that companies can either want you or you can start your own business. Because either way, the skill of production, of producing, of creating, of being innovative, that skill will transfer in any company. It'll transfer from working for someone else versus working for yourself. Before, that just seemed like some fairy tale type of choice. Today, that choice is a reality. That's a reality. And what I'm saying is that if you want to stay competitive, then you will have a way, a means to produce your own wealth, produce your own income, and not, if you live from, you know, with an employer, okay, we know that's just over broke. If you just have a job, J-O-B, you're just over broke. And if you just live to work for someone else in this new economy, your standard of living is going to be decreased. It's not going to be what your mother and what your grandparents, what their standard of living was. Your standard of living will be diminished. So if you want to increase your standard of living and improve your quality of life, you'd most definitely want to come to these seminars, get coached, to the webinars, to learn how to be a producer in this new economy, either on your current job, a future job, or working for yourself as an entrepreneur. So when I go to Virginia on Saturday, that's what I will be talking about, is how to get to that place. And then I will be going to Maryland in early April to do a work, to do a seminar there with a group of, I think it's going to be women at that particular event. But my calendar will soon be up on my website, where you will be able to find out what, where I'm at next, what city, what state. And I would love to meet you face to face. I would love to have you come out, and I would love to empower you and to teach you what you need to do in order to, I mean, it's the biggest problem I find with most people is that they are afraid. They're afraid to let go of what they have. But how can you get something else if you keep holding on to what you already have? And so part of it is just having someone that can walk you through the steps of letting go. Because this is a transition. You know, you've had something for a while, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You've gotten comfortable with it, and you're talking about letting go of that. And then all the feelings of that go with suffering or loss come into play. You know, you're going to miss your friends. You're going to miss the routine. You're going to miss some of the policies and procedures. You're going to miss a lot of the activities. Over in this new system, where you're going to learn some new things. And so you're going to meet new people. You'll make new friends. You'll develop a new routine. And so some people just need to have someone, you know, kind of walk with them through that transition. And then this other piece that goes along with this new economy and becoming an entrepreneur, you know, you have to have the right mindset. And we've talked about that before. You know, I do a webinar entitled Activate Your Dreams. Activate Your Dreams. And then the other one, Achieve Your Dreams in 2013. But before I did Achieve Your Dreams in 2013, I had did Activate, you know, 12 steps to activating your dream. So it's exciting. It's exciting. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you that you're going to get this wonderful, 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 you know, opportunity to do what so many of us, especially over here in the United States, what so many of us absolutely love doing, and that's starting our own business, being an entrepreneur, running your own business, even if it's like I met a lady, she has a cupcake business. Now, these cupcakes are delicious, so she has to, it's one thing to be able to make a really, really good cupcake, but it's a totally another thing to be able to sell a really, really, really good cupcake. And then it's a whole nother animal to make a profit. See, the difference between different types of businesses and the success of those businesses, you know, some people think that having business success is just about the particular business that you're in. But the success of a business is based on some other things. And so those are some of the points that I'll be speaking on at the conference in Virginia Beach coming up this Saturday, which I'm very, very excited about. Actually, the conference starts tomorrow. So kudos to the team down there, Ms. Francine Humphrey and her other team members. You know, I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're doing what they do. But it starts tomorrow, Friday, so we're excited about that. We'll share more about that tomorrow morning. Hopefully, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, please go on Facebook, go to the event page, and look at the event for Business and Leadership Conference that starts tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 18th. So look that up and you'll find the event. You can log on, you can pay your registration and get your seat. It's going to be very awesome. But that's what I will be sharing when I get there, traveling from New Jersey, going there to talk about this way to be an entrepreneur, how to position yourself, the different types of businesses, and what the difference between a failing business and what makes a business successful. Also talking about why this is the best time to be an entrepreneur and hopefully allay some fears that people might have with stepping out and being an entrepreneur. But one of the things that entrepreneurs do, and that's what I'm going down there also for, entrepreneurs, they network. They know how to network with other business people. That's why you have places like your Chamber of Commerce and other types of organizations and associations and affiliations, because businesses, they thrive on their contacts, on their network. So it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to share with people, and I'm glad to be a part of the movement. It's not just me. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of people right now sharing with individuals how to start their own business. And so you might say, well, you know, I can go hear this from anyone. And you can. That's absolutely true. But different people have different points of view and different things to share. So you may say, well, haven't I heard everything before? Well, not necessarily, because people have different experiences to share. And maybe one of the experiences that I may share, or someone else at this conference may share, is not one that you've heard of yet. And again, it's the networking. Maybe you've heard them all. Well, then here's your chance to meet up in a room with, you know, 30, 40, maybe even 100 other like-minded individuals. There's something special about being around like-minded individuals. Now, someone said, if you, all your friends are broke, you're going to be broke too. Well, all the people that are gathering at this event in Virginia Beach, these are all individuals who are wealth mind thinkers. They're thinking wealth. They're thinking rich. And so when you come together, when you come and join in with us, you will also be a part of that thinking group. So there you have it. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. Make sure you register. I will be there. I will be talking about this new economy, how you can be successful in this new economy, where we're going. You know, when you look at the fiscal cliff, I will be talking about, you know, what that really means in terms of jobs and in terms of employment, in terms of your career. And I will also be sharing about how to take charge of your career. And one of the keys, I will be giving out one of the key keys to taking charge of your career and your future. I will be talking about that on Saturday, but stay connected and definitely stay tuned in to the broadcast. I will be back tomorrow morning at the same time, 7 a.m., so I will have more to share with you about starting your own business. So definitely tune in to the broadcast. That's all we have time for today. Have a wonderful and powerful, powerful day in this new economy. This has been Coach Lalisa.